calling the meeting of the McKinney Arts Commission to order for April 20th, 2017 at 4:29 and a half. Did we want to skip directly to, or would you like to
probably
do the minutes?
Probably do the minutes.
Okay, so let's go to item 17-406 and the minutes. Did everyone have a chance to read the minutes for our meeting of January 19th?
Yes.
And was there anything, any issues or anything with that?
I'd move to approve.
All right.
I second.
All right. We have a motion from Commissioner Hall, seconded by Commissioner Conover to approve our minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against? None. Motion passes. Let's go to the second page item. It's at 17412. Mm-hmm. Consider, discuss, act on an outreach grant for Youth Stop Inc. to fund a photography exhibit and reception at McKinney Performing Arts Center. And they've got an outreach grant application. Mm-hmm.
Cool. And Danette Vincent, who is the executive director of USTOP, is here to present the outreach grant application. They are requesting $1,198, which is half of the budget for the exhibition. And in your application, you can see the volunteer hours and mm-hmm. other contributors that are providing funds and volunteer time to that effort. And Ms. Vincent is here if you have any specific questions. You were funded through CDBG or Community Support Grant, is that correct?
Year before last, yeah.
Yes.
First year. We've been operating for the last 3 years, and the first 2 years we got support there to get started. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But nothing the last fiscal year.
Right.
How many potential photographers do you usually have participate?
I have two different partners where I'm getting youth. Samaritan Inn is where I started.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm partnering with AEYL, which is another partner right here in McKinney who has a mentoring group. So because
cool.
Samaritan Inn has movement and it's not necessarily, so we average at least with the Samaritan Inn about 15 kids. We've added another 5 with AEL, which are teenagers, their mm-hmm. mentorship group. So it just depends, and so because of Samaritan Inn, the ages, mm-hmm. we start from 6, and it may be teenagers, and then some of the parents have been getting engaged, and so mm-hmm. we have a long-term relationship with Samaritan Inn, and we're just trying to bring in some other partners just to kind of to give the experience, and this will be the first time that we've had an exhibit mm-hmm. to kind of show the kids and mm-hmm. the adults work. So we'll have 9 participants that will actually be in the exhibit this time, which will help us to continue to market and get more engagement from the new folks that come into Samaritan Inn. We also partner with Image International Academy, that's on Virginia Parkway, mm-hmm. with their 4th grade class. They've been working with helping us to select the artwork and getting engaged. They're gonna do some artwork too to help with the display for the exhibit. So we've got a mix of different partners mm-hmm. trying to get the word out and kind of see. But the grants that we got earlier helped us get the equipment. Mm-hmm. And so now we have equipment and we're just trying to get the gate and that folks engaged. But the Samaritan Inn has been very supportive and also AUYL, which has some presence. So
okay.
we're excited about doing our first event, which is all the artwork. So it's going to be fun trying to put it all together.
Oh, yeah.
Have they anticipated how many attendees they'll have come through?
No, I have been out of pocket for a minute due to surgery, so I've been having some volunteers do some of the marketing stuff. So each one of the organizations will put it on their Facebook, put it on all their social media, and we also have some postcards that have been produced that will do a mailing list to send out and then just reach out to some other community agencies in the area just to get the postcards or send it out to social media.
Definitely have it on the weekend, the week thing for the...
This Week in McKinney?
This Week in McKinney, mm-hmm. but also for from the CVB, the Convention mm-hmm. Visitors Bureau, sends out a news note every weekend.
Mm-hmm. And you can, if you'll send me your marketing information,
okay.
I'll make sure that that goes out through our communications and marketing
okay.
since it's... I'm assuming we're going to be a city sponsored.
Okay,
event.
Great.
We could constant contact it too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great. I'll do that.
Have you thought about partnering with the Housing Authority? Have you spoken with Rosamond?
One time you had an event at the college, and I think I got the contact information, but we haven't actually gotten connected. But okay. I do have a contact to see if I could partner there, too.
Okay. All right. Good.
Thank you.
It sounds like a wonderful organization.
It does. It's fun.
I'm sure it's a lot of work.
It's like trying to teach a six-year-old photography when you've got an 18-year-old, and then it's like, I'm engaged. So yes, challenging to say the least, but fun.
Well, as I try to find my agenda here, let's go back. If there aren't any other discussion items,
need a motion.
I do. I would need a motion.
I move that we approve the request for the outreach grant for Youth Stop.
Second.
All right. Moved by Commissioner Conover, seconded by Commissioner Huckabee. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those against? No one.
No.
Motion passes.
Yay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I look
Thanks
forward
for
to it. It sounds
Thank
very
you.
Interesting.
You guys should get invitations, so we'll be looking for you guys to attend.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do we want to go ahead and do the do Amy's
yeah.
item? I'm assuming you're here for the Arts in Bloom.
I am here okay. for the Arts in Bloom, sure.
Excellent.
Great.
So this is item 17411, is that correct?
408 is the first time it shows
oh, 408.
up.
408. Gotcha.
I X'd out 411.
Yeah. So if y'all would take one, please, and pass it down. So so thank you. I'm Amy Rosenthal. I'm with the Performing Arts Center with McKinney Main Street. And we have a great relationship with the McKinney Arts Commission, and I look forward to continued projects. I know this summer... The pairings exhibit, and I know y'all will discuss that a little bit later, but there's lots of great opportunities. So, and I apologize that this comes after the fact. This opportunity came up prior to this meeting, and you know, this year Arts in Bloom expanded to 3 days. It had typically mm-hmm. been a 1 day, and we were still trying to learn and figure out how that was all going to work. And we had this great opportunity to work with the school district, but they didn't have any funds to help participate. So I talked a little to Janae. She said, well, let's go ahead and submit it as potential for an outreach mm-hmm. An outreach grant. So a little bit of the follow-up, we had 33,000 people come through. Wow. So we had
moderators.
It was really tremendous. So 33,200 were clicked in at the gates. We had 100 artists representing 16 different states. We had 14 wineries. We had 55 of our McKinney artists. We had 22 entertainment groups. And then we had this really awesome tent for the McKinney Independent School District. And out of that tent, there was one high school, two middle schools, 11 elementaries, and 110 pieces of artwork. And this all happened
wow.
very quickly. Mm-hmm. We think that there is major opportunity to expand in the future.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
But just as an example, and I've got the documentation in the back to show you what the cost associated. The tent itself, the 20 by 40, was 468. The water barrels, there were 12 water barrels, each at $8.10, so that's $97.20. And then there were fencing panels. We used fencing panels to display the art for the students. So we're hoping that the commission would consider helping reimburse for $750. And I know the event has already passed, but what I'd like to do, you know, if this is agreeable to the commissioners, is to do a really awesome thank you Facebook post. Our Facebook for Downtown McKinney has over 18,000 followers. And I know that would, you know, that provides some good visibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be happy if y'all had other ways that you would like some recognition. I would be happy to do whatever I could to sing the praises. So you can take a look at the tent on the next page. You know, the fencing panel mm-hmm. worked out great. I have some emails attached from the superintendent of McKinney ISD and from one of the lead teachers. They were thrilled. They love the opportunity to display student work with mm-hmm. professional artists. Mm-hmm. And these, everything that was displayed at the MISD tent, mm-hmm. I mean, that was specifically selected. And so we have families coming here specifically to downtown McKinney to mm-hmm. see their child's Aww. Work, you know, at mm-hmm. at the festival. So pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. And then the two pages just give you, you know, an idea of the expenses involved. So
what are the plans for incorporating this, you know, in advance next year?
Absolutely. So the district has definitely they've expressed an interest to replicate this. I think, you know, again, we pulled this together in about 3 or 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. They would really like the opportunity to have a long time, you know, to have a longer period to dedicate to planning with their teachers, to expanding. I think they'd like mm-hmm. to expand their footprint. So they're on board for sure.
Do the schools still do, when my kids were younger, they did cultural arts or arts and education, which was basically the same thing, did a competition with the arts, and I wonder if that's a way of maybe vetting the...
Yeah, that was a statewide.
So there's uh-huh. something called VACE, I believe, visual.
It's probably VACE
yes,
now. Yeah.
Okay, and so I think that there was a conflict with the middle school. I'd have to go back and double check. Okay. There was a VACE competition that falls in April that, uh-huh. you know...
So they, it was kind of running on dual
Correct.
Track.
So,
okay.
So if by having an opportunity to say, okay, you know, to beginning of the school year in uh-huh. August, say, okay, we're going to plan towards this in April.
Right.
I think it would give everybody a chance to get their ducks in a row.
Okay.
I have a quick question.
Sure.
How many volunteers did you have to work on this?
Oh, my gosh. That's a great question. A million. It feels like a million. Thank goodness. There were volunteers in all varieties. I mean, the school district itself, they, you know, our request to them was to have it, the tent staffed at all times. And so I know they at least had 2 to 3 parent or teacher volunteers at the school tent. For the festival itself, I mean, between some of the different groups that were out at the festival, I mean, I know that we had at least 40 volunteers and, I know there were a variety of volunteers throughout the festival, so.
Well, I just know it takes a lot of people to coordinate
yeah.
33,000 people.
Yeah, it kind of, it's all of us working together, so.
Congratulations.
But I have to put in a plug for Amy. Mm-hmm. I mean, she is amazing. Like all of the events that are on the square and downtown and Main Street, she does them all.
Really?
Well.
I mean, you have staff, but I know.
It's an awesome team, yeah. And
it's always, every time it's in staff meeting, she's like, and this is what's going on in the next 2 weeks. And I'm like, holy cow, woman.
What do we have coming up?
That's good. What do we have coming up? We have Bike the Bricks.
Let me tell you.
No, actually, tomorrow night we have a screening at MPAC called The Family Next Door, which is an autism awareness event, which is going to be a really great. Pretty neat.
When's Bike the Bricks?
May 26th.
Okay. Excellent. When's the mayor going to be riding in it? That's what I want to know.
This is kind of we're at an interesting time, right, with our election on May the 6th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, depending on if there's a runoff or, I mean, we may have a new mayor and, mm-hmm. and that may be... Mayor Lockmiller could feel more.
Maybe feel more free.
Yes, I don't know.
Get in there.
There's a lot of unknowns. Well, I think my understanding was that after the first year, he did have a crash, which mm-hmm. is kind of part of the excitement behind Bike the Bricks.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they go fast, and we don't. I mean, we hate to kind of advertise that, but I mean, it is part of the excitement. It's
roller derby.
Right.
And so my understanding was that he was told he is not allowed to participate anymore. So anyway.
I'm sure.
Well, the only thing I noticed was the, which is, I'm not sure if this qualifies, but the volunteer time on the application is 380, and I think it can't be more than half of 750, which is the grant request. So,
or the grant request can't be more than half of the total.
So, does that mean
And I basically, for the match, I filled in the volunteer hours as matching. He's like, what?
So, can be used towards 50% of match.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that mean 380 is 50% of the whole thing, or 50% of 750? Page 4.
380 and 370. So, volunteer time was 380, and then donated goods and services was 370. So, that comes up to the 750. So, it's half and half.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Does anyone else have further discussion, questions, anything? Arts in Bloom was wonderful. I enjoyed it very much. And our former chair, Linda Spina, enjoyed it very much. And she said, it's just like a mini Cottonwood.
I loved her.
Did you? Yeah.
So I heard her directly.
Well, we have a lot of really exciting things, a lot of exciting potential, I think, with the Spring Arts. And, you know, again, would love opportunities to continue to strengthen our relationship with the commission. So,
I did talk to some vendors, just sort of haphazardly, got some good feedback from them as far as, you know, I just asked them what was it like dealing with getting everything set up logistically and everything else, and they all had positive things to say, of those that I spoke to. So, so that was good as well. I was glad to find that out.
I expected nothing less, but I just
it was neat to get the direct feedback.
That is great to hear.
Yeah. So if I can have a motion to approve the grant request.
I would move to approve that.
All right.
I'll second.
Moved by Commissioner Hall and seconded by Commissioner Conover. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against? Abstentions? None. All right.
Fantastic.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your work.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you, Amy.
Great.
Okay, back to the agenda. Let's see. Let's go back to our
the budget report, I think, was
the next thing, right?
Yeah. And so the budget snapshot was attached to the agenda item. We have dispersed $37,432 thus far of, that's what's remaining in our grants to organizations for their 30%. And then we have $22,500 remaining in our outreach fund. Business Council for the Arts, we haven't paid our membership yet, so that's the $1,000. Reproduction, we still have not spent anything out of there. Our special projects, we have $15,000 after we hear the request on the pairings exhibit. There will be
Molly's not here. Yeah.
There will be $3,532 left. So I know we had a challenge last year spending the project funds, and Commissioner Brewer stepped right up and said, we can do this. And so this is actually for both the exhibits, so for the 2017 and 2018
exhibit.
Oh,
that's great.
Yeah. So she got both of those done. And Texas Commission on the Arts, there's $600 in there. If any of the commissioners want to attend the Texas Commission on the Arts, and I can get the dates on that for the next meeting.
Okay. I looked that up, and it actually happened in January.
Okay. So we can see who wants to go in January, I guess.
Yeah, they do it. They have special sort of smaller meetings as well. And it said on the website that they're doing it every other year. They're doing the statewide conference, which is what this was.
Okay.
So the next statewide conference won't be until 2019.
Okay. But they have local.
So I signed up for their newsletter. And as soon as I get it, I'll forward it to you.
Okay.
To see if there's something that we might be able to attend on our one or more of us.
Okay.
So as far as the 600, that's still floating out there because we don't know what we'd be able to use that for yet as regarding the Texas Commission on the Arts.
For our outreach grants, if everything that's on the agenda is approved today, of the 25,800, we will have 19,569 remaining. So there's still quite a bit on the outreach grants.
569,
and that's if everything is approved.
Means we need to go out and find more outreach projects.
Well, are there some opportunities that anybody have visibility to coming up?
We have to find some, don't we?
And we were approached by, or I was approached by the McKinney Classic Film Society, and she had presented Dina.
Yeah, I remember her.
So I think that she's going to be coming back for to request funding. So that'd be $3,000.
That was the one last year that was over Cary Grant, wasn't
right,
it?
Right. Yeah. Right. So she said that she would be coming back to request funding.
That's good.
Well.
That seemed fun.
And then we always, the commission always has the option of, since the funds are limited on the season grants, when we hear season grants, you can always, for the smaller organizations or the organizations that are just doing a single project, you can push them to the outreach grants. Commissions in the past have done that as well.
And that's out of this year's budget versus next year's?
That's correct.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So as we see them this summer, we could...
can say this is a better fit for an outreach grant, and we can pay it out of this year's funds.
Okay. Yeah. That's good to know, because there are a few of those that pop up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely have had some input that we definitely don't want to leave any dollars unspent, because then people start to think, well, why do they need it if they didn't spend it? Right. So,
and we did go back last year and ask for an additional $15,000. So the Arts Commission budget went up from $185,000
to $200,000. And I don't know if is this covered on the agenda, the changes we requested? Has that gone in front of the commission about the test for the
50%?
Yeah.
I think we were waiting until after the election
to do that.
So, yeah.
Oh, I see. To ask whether we would still need to match for public art.
That was the main thing, the match for public art.
Right, the 50%. And we do actually, this is kind of related, we do actually on the agenda have two projects that have been requested at the Arts Commission, and two developers have come forward and offered to either provide or fundraise for the 50% match. So at this time, we probably want to keep that requirement on there to preserve public funds, since we seem to have people stepping up that are willing to pay it.
Right.
But then,
okay, there we go.
Were you able to, what was that one new project, building project that we were going to contact about getting in? Like, we had wanted to get in with the builder that's down around Chestnut Square, that's too late for that project.
And that's not necessarily too late.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's not necessarily too late, so we're working on that.
Okay, great.
And it is, as far as the quid pro quo of, we'll give you this if you give us that, but just asking nicely. It's never too late to ask nicely.
So would you need any help on that, or would that be you and the planning department, or?
I may need some backup on that.
Okay.
So thank you for offering.
I would be happy to help. So definitely update me.
Okay.
We need a big old piece of art down there.
I think that would be fabulous.
And I think that they would, I honestly think they would be willing to do it.
Mm-hmm. Especially if there's going to be a parking garage.
And the parking garage is down there, and I actually met with Kim Sanchez. I thought she was going to be here this evening. This is really exciting. She wants a piece of art or a mural or sculpture or something in front of their buildings or on their building where the parking garage is going.
Where is the parking garage going? I didn't even know.
On Virginia, behind, what is it, Virginia, basically Virginia and 380.
Oh.
So those two new buildings that they're putting up.
Oh, I thought you meant there was one for downtown.
Yeah, well, that is the downtown parking garage. I mean, it's...
Virginia and 380.
I'm sorry, 380, Highway 5.
Oh, are they going to shuttle us?
No.
So this could be right on 5?
Yes. Well, just what would this be? I'm obviously directionally challenged south.
So
south
people have a little bit of a hike to get to the square, but not bad.
Right. Okay. Right. It's about a block and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
It's by the water tower, right?
No, it's closer in than
Is it
that.
On this okay. side?
It's on this side.
Of 5?
Yeah, it's on our side.
Just behind where
side.
That new building's going?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then, it's a pretty building.
And then there'll be a parking garage at the 9-acre mm-hmm. site as well, so it kind of gets both in.
Both of them, nice. And they're all ready to go?
Yes.
Yay. I didn't know. Why didn't you yes. know that? Okay. Yay.
Yeah.
And when will it be up?
I don't know that. I don't know that, but the council has approved the...
Did they do it by that kind of weird funding that they thought they were going to do? I know I'm off topic here. I'm sorry.
Sanchez and Associates actually donated the land.
That's what I was saying. They were going to do it through the lease back. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the normal, we're going to build it and pay for it thing.
Right, exactly.
Oh, perfect. That was smart. So smart. Okay, sorry about that.
That's all right.
It's good to use.
But it sounds like we have possibilities for art in both locations.
Oh, that'd be great.
So maybe a sculpture down there where we have more room and a mural down here where there's less room.
Mm-hmm. I love the idea of sculpture as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mural would be cool though in the parking garage.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay.
So that's the budget update.
All right. So let's see, we did the tent rental. And now we have the grant schedule. Mm-hmm. So that is item 17409.
So the proposed arts grant schedule, and this is for season grants. So they would, the season grants, I would hold the pre-application workshop and have the folks sign up for presentation slots before the commission. Mm-hmm. And then the application would open on June 13th, be open for a month. And these are for the up to $20,000 season grants. So these are the larger grants that the nonprofit organizations submit. And this is one of the major initiatives of the Arts Commission annually is giving out these season grants. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a labor intensive process. We always try and get with the commissioners beforehand to make sure that, you know, we're not getting into vacations or something, you know, just kind of work through the schedule. But the grant presentations, so the application would close on July 14th, which means the commissioners would have about 3 weeks to review all of the applications, and you're given a link to the Dropbox so you can go in and look at them, take notes, that sort of thing. The applicants, the nonprofits would do presentations the evening of Thursday, August 10th, and the morning of Friday, August 11th. And then the following Thursday in the afternoon in August, the commission would get together to deliberate to do the funding recommendations, and then those would go to City Council on October 3rd.
Give me the second one. It's August what?
August 11th, Friday, August 11th from 8 a.m. till noon.
So the 10th and 11th, and then you said we have another meeting the following week?
That's correct.
Which is the 17th.
Okay. Because I'm going to be leaving for Germany right after that, so I may leave the next day. So.
Okay.
But that's it for the 7th till
correct.
17th. Okay.
Correct.
From a historic perspective, how many presentations have you seen in the past? Is that a wall question?
Yes. No, it's just, it's long.
It is. It's we definitely utilize the entire 4-hour slots, so, 18, 20.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't do all of them, so, it's...
Yeah, I think.
And it runs the gamut of really well-prepared PowerPoints with lots of data and details of what they did last year and how many people mm-hmm. attended and others that have none.
But they do have time limits.
Mm-hmm. It's 10 minutes and 5 minutes for questions, or is it 15 and 5?
I think it's 10 and 5.
10 and 5, so 10-minute presentation, 5-minute question.
Okay.
No, we don't just let them stay there forever.
Some of them would. I'm glad to have those on the calendar. Thank you.
Okay, so I just need a vote on that, because I put it on here as a discuss act to make sure that works for everybody.
So far, it works.
Yeah,
schedules.
That works.
Okay.
I move we accept the dates that Stekin has given us for the grants proposal process and discussion.
Seconded.
All right. We have a motion from Commissioner Conover and seconded by Commissioner Andriola to approve the arts grant schedule for 2017-2018. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. And we go to item 17410. Consider discuss act on an outreach grant for the McKinney Public Library to offer the Edge of Imagination program.
So this one, Spencer's not here, but this is really cool. They offered this last year, and it's a gentleman that's on the Texas Commission for the Arts touring roster. So they pay 50% of the cost, which is, I think it's about $1,766. And what he does is he puts on two workshops, and it's sort of like a claymation thing, but the kids come in and they create these movies using the things that they've made and different stuff. So, and you can go out and look on his website and look at what he did in McKinney last year. So,
oh, cool. So kind of like Gumby?
It is.
Or some of us remember Gumby.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Rudolph.
Here's the description. The program is an interactive and mobile stop-motion animation lab complete with workspaces and software. Participants of any age, skill level, and ability can create their own animated short using chalk, paper, clay, dry erase markers, and more. And when Spencer and I talked about this, I said, this is something that's exactly what the Arts Commission loves and could provide. They could provide 50%.
So cool. We need more movie kinds of making kinds of things than we've had. It hasn't been really a big part of our repertoire, right? That we've done.
Well, I saw the one they produced last year.
You did?
And the quality was real high, I thought.
Uh-huh.
Knowing there was kids that did it.
Did they show it in the schools?
I don't know where it all got shown, but I know it was... It was available.
I saw it, but I can't remember where I saw it.
It was on the website.
I guess that's where the McKinney
is. What is the website?
McKinneyTexas.org.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you can just go to the libraries. And Spencer is just, he's been fantastic. I mean, he has so many great creative ideas and is so willing to partner. And they're actually going to start giving out grants for, doing different programs at the library to get more residents coming in and using the library. And so he's just very, very...
That's a cool project.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion on that?
So how much are they asking for this?
$883, which is half of the price of the two workshops. And then Texas Commission on the Arts, he's on the touring roster, so they paid the other 50%.
Mm-hmm. All right, if I can have a motion to approve.
I make a motion that we approve.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Huckabee and seconded by Commissioner Hall. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. And we shall go to...
item 17413.
This,
is that correct?
Mm-hmm. This is the final report for Teatro Dallas, and they did a theater workshop with children over at Old Settlers. And you can see in the report, we have already given them the 70%. Their award was $3,000. So this, again, they were part of the season grant mm-hmm. that was awarded for 2017. So the way that works is they get 70% of the award when they sign the contract. They get the remaining 30% after they submit their final report. So that's within 30 days after the last performance. So they did theater workshop for the kids over at Old Settlers. The first week was planning. The second week they did games. Included songs in Spanish, and even the non-Spanish speakers took part in that. And then they, the third week, some kids dropped out. I don't know if y'all saw the pictures, but I think there were about 6 children that ended up participating. You know, they started off with about 30, and through the month-long process, there were only about 6, and I'm sure you're familiar with this. They could commit to the rehearsal schedule and all of that, but they did have a performance. The 6 children had a performance, and I don't remember how many people came. Oh, about 200. About 200 people came, so they had a good attendance. So that's all the after-school people and parents and, you know, all of that. So they said that it was a very successful program. Empress was very happy with the project and asked them to come back. And they have offered a video of their work.
Sounds good. I haven't watched the video yet. Has anybody watched the video yet?
I think that's embedded in the final report, but I can send it out as well.
That would be great. Good, isn't it? Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, can we get to it from the report?
I don't think so.
Oh, we'll be quiet.
So do we need a...
I guess we must, yes. We do need a motion to approve the final report of Teatro Dallas.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion is made by Commissioner Angiola and seconded by Commissioner Huckabee. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those against? Abstentions? It passes. Mm-hmm. Since we don't have Molly here, are you going to update us on the pairings exhibit?
So the estimate that went out with the agenda item was not correct. I actually went back and had time to look at the contract today, mm-hmm. and the pricing for the exhibits was slightly off. So the cost on the exhibit for Cast of Blues is $900 rather than $1,800, mm-hmm. and the cost for American Farmer is $2,940 rather than $1,800. So the updated cost, total cost for the Hughes and Blues pairings for 2017 is $4,864. And the total cost for American Farmer, which is for the summer of 2018, is $6,604. And again, you can see on the estimate that Molly made, what all that includes. So she's put in, you know, promotion, printing, website, very, very thorough. The Hughes and Blues is in conjunction with Denton artist John Bramlett, who is blind, and he's mm-hmm. going to be doing an exhibition of his paintings, and then as well, like, kind of showing how he does that and how he uses different textures and the different colors of paints and, mm-hmm. and how he paints. And that's in conjunction with the Cast of Blues, the exhibits, the prints, the film, and
really doing all of the promotion for that. And then American Farmer, she proposes doing that, which is in summer of 2018, doing a reception and a pairing with Patina Green, sort of the farm to table with the American Farmer exhibition. So thought she came up with some really cool, cool ideas on how to do that. And again, if both of these, the budgets for both of these are approved, that leaves us, and that's also taking Kapira Marimba out of the budget. They're going to be, for Juneteenth, they're performing at Old Settlers. And they're the, we actually approved them last year, the commission did. I don't know if you guys remember, but they're like the drums and fantastic sort of marimba. Yeah, they're on marimbas. But anyway, so that leaves $3,532 and wraps up the special projects nicely and leaves a little bit of money in case something else comes along.
That sounds like a really neat idea.
And can any of the things that come up this summer when that we're presentations can't be special projects, so that's more outreach bucket, right? Not special projects.
Right, it's more,
so
yeah,
we would
more
roll
outreach.
Over potentially this to next year, the 3,000 to special projects.
Yeah, unless there's something that comes up that it's like somebody just comes in and says, hey, we, you know, and really like the Kapira Marimba, is we kind of ran out of funding on our outreach, so we were like, well, that's a special project, so they're coming in and doing this one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming in and doing a one time event.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. Well, I move we approve the these rotating exhibits for 2017 and 2018 from our special projects budget.
Can I second?
Yes. I get to second too. All right. So
no,
moved.
Technically, you can.
By Commissioner Conover.
Can I? Seconded by.
Oh, really?
I can't.
I didn't know
second
that.
The chairperson doesn't really technically get to vote.
I'll second it. Second by Commissioner Andriola. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. And I think we've come down to 17415. Consider discuss act on authorizing a public art expenditure for carved stone sculpture and curator consultants.
Yes. Whoa. And this is apart from the two projects that we talked about, that with the 9-acre site and then the parking garage. Councilman Don Day approached me and basically said that he was willing to spearhead the effort to fundraise the private portion of a carved stone sculpture, and also the curator to help the commission do the put out the RFQ basically to the artists and to select a site and all of that. And the sites have kind of been laid out in the public art master plan. Some of the sites that Councilman Day suggested went right along with that, actually. Libraries, Impact, Gate, Nesbitt Park, Apex Center. He specifically wants to do a carved stone sculpture using an artist from the North Texas area. So that was really, you know, I told him since these are public funds, we have to do an RFQ. It's an open, you know, it's an open process. So as far as what the sculpture is going to be of or where it's going to be, that would be something that would be decided by the committee and by the consultant. And he would not, he did ask to be part of the committee that was selecting. When we did the mural before, I believe there were three members from the Arts Commission, and then we had other community members. So he would not be eligible to do that until after June.
Okay. When he's off.
Right.
When he's off the council.
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
But he seemed very open to, you know, he has a sculpture in mind, but he really wants to have stone because it's more permanent, and he'd really like to have some more permanent art going up as well as the murals and anything else.
You know, east versus west side of McKinney thing, because we've got all those
Apex.
Apex is
I think mentioned
could
Apex.
Have used art before.
Apex, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is he talking about something similar that, like what he put at the chamber and his new offices downtown? Will those two structures?
Actually, I don't know the scale. Really, it's wide open as far as, you know, whatever the space is and what artists submit.
I mean, when you think about the big stone one at Adriatica, I've just moved to a condo in Adriatica. but, I mean, the big dove there is really incredible. Yeah, people is, come and see it. And because my window kind of looks down. So.
It'd be kind of cool to have, like, a swimmer at the Apex Center.
Yes, it would.
You know, something like that. But I can't be on the subcommittee. Just throwing it out there. But at any rate, so this item is to authorize a public art expenditure of up to $20,000 for the carved stone sculpture and curator consultant. And then
we had talked at a previous meeting that Mr. Day was also interested in a mural at the chamber building. Is that still a possibility, or is he?
Isn't he going ahead with that anyway?
No, I think that's, you know, it's something that he's interested in. I think this is taking precedence in his mind right now. Commissioner Harden was in the meeting with Councilman Day as well. So was that kind of the impression you got?
We didn't really talk about the mural, actually. I mean, he definitely is pretty passionate about getting some stone work.
Cool.
I would move to approve that.
I would second.
All right, we have a motion by Commissioner Hall and seconded by Commissioner Huckabee to approve up to $20,000 for public art for stone sculpture and curator consultant. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any against? Motion passes.
Who's a bargain?
Depending on the size.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially since that's only up to 20,000 is only half. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it would be something worth 40,000.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll pass this around, and I apologize. I didn't attach that to the agenda item. I think I put a picture of the plaque on there, but not the wording on it. So this is... We accepted the Toblosky donation from the Keevers that's in the Development Services building, the tearing down. We did not purchase a plaque that said, you know, who the sculptor was or when it was done or who did the donation. So this is to purchase a plaque, and kind of wanted the commission's input. This is a 4x6 plaque, and it's metal with I guess like etching in it, and then it has tape on the back, and so it actually tapes onto the sculpture. I didn't know, and I have a picture in there of where it would attach, and it's kind of at the bottom. I mean, is that okay? Is that considered? I want the plaque on there semi-permanently, but I didn't know how those kinds of things were usually done, and wanted to make sure that I wasn't doing something to the sculpture that I wasn't supposed to.
Okay, usually I height next to a wall where it's sitting, but there isn't. You can't do that.
Not really. And
it's in the middle of where it's placed right now. Is in the middle of a hall.
I know.
Or kind of under the stairs there. Yeah.
Well, it's right there beside the trash can. You can put the
Well, and I moved the trash can.
Yeah, I was going to say, as soon as I saw the picture, I thought, oh, my gosh.
No, I did move the trash can, and I asked Michael Quinn to keep the trash can moved.
Yes, not exactly optimal.
No. You couldn't do a hanging one or...
Is it considered, I mean, would that be bad to put the plaque on there, even if it was just, it's like taped on? Should I ask the Keevers?
Yeah, you ask their opinion. We can fund it, but I mean, maybe we should talk to the
donor.
The donor and the city about what would be, you know, could you have it hanging on chains? Could you have like a stand? Can you, you know, do you want to put it on the sculpture? Is what was the question.
I could see it on a little pedestal or stand.
A pedestal stand, that's what I was thinking.
Small one that comes up.
Okay.
Maybe, I mean, because then
you need to move it.
A whole other thing, but if there was, I don't know if there's any information about the artist at all.
And there is. There, you know, we have information on the artist.
So if you did wind up, if the best solution wound up being something like having a little pedestal, then you would have maybe a little more content if you wanted it.
It could be one of the, like, tilted ones.
Like they have, like, at the Heard Museum.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd have to look at a bunch of sculptures to see.
I'd hate to damage the sculpture, though.
Right.
Or cover up part of it.
Right. Because definitely eye level would be...
Eye level. Or at least so that you're...
It would be interfering with the sculpture as it is now.
At the bottom, nobody would look at it.
Although I'm sure the artist would think, well, that's interfering with the sculpture too, maybe. I don't know.
Right. So I can contact the keepers and do I have an authorization of an up to amount to spend on it? And then I can give that to them and say, do you want to come up with something or...
Or if they have someone that they would say, oh, you need to talk to this person.
And they're collectors, so I'm assuming that they would, because I got a quote and I got all this stuff and it was like sticking on the statue and I'm like, I don't know.
That's what I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we can do it up to what?
And I didn't specify in the agenda item. I was thinking $100, but I don't know whether that's...
So that would come out of...
pedestal, it seems like it might be more than that.
It would come out of outreach.
Out of outreach.
It'd be up to 200
because we pedestal. We've still got plenty in there.
I think maybe a little more.
More even?
I was thinking 250.
Okay.
Or should we table it until after you've spoken to them?
But we won't be meeting for a while.
Yeah, and I'd kind of like to be able to give them a budget because that's going to give them an idea of what, you know, what to look at or
right.
what options.
Shall I make a motion?
So how much are we thinking? 250?
Up to 250.
Up to 250.
It was a donation, that seems reasonable.
I would think you'd be able to find something nice enough for that, I hope. I don't really have a lot of knowledge in that area, but
I think that would be nicer. You don't want people too close to it to where they're actually touching it and putting that thing, so I think that's probably better.
So, if there's any more discussion or questions,
I move we approve up to 250 on the plaque for the sculpture, the tearing down.
Second.
All right, we have a motion by Commissioner Conover and seconded by Commissioner Hall. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. Thank you very much. So now do we move on to comments? Citizen comments or discussions? Anybody have anything they want to...
Hertz and Bloom, well done.
Yes. Anybody else go?
I was not able to.
So we went. Did you go?
I almost bought a painting.
Ooh.
Almost.
Linda
did buy it.
Did she? Yeah. Good for her. Yeah, I was...
I'm still eyeing it. It's still available.
I'm going to the Arts Festival in Fort Worth next weekend.
Oh, okay. Does the paintings?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, I think they've got a couple more days on it, but the Impact Artist Guild show that's going on. I had a great time. I was invited to be a juror on the show.
Oh, nice. Great!
So it was
How was that experience?
It was always great. It was a lot of fun, and... the one who won the grand prize, purchase prize, I voted for.
Oh,
that was nice.
What was it that won the grand prize?
It's a huge painting of a flower.
It looks like Georgia O'Keeffe.
Yeah, kind of her style, yeah. But I mean, style. The detail, if you get up on it, the detail was just incredible.
It is.
Wow. Who was the artist, do you recall?
Somebody from Bedford. I can't remember his name, but he was from Bedford.
Is it still on display? Or?
Yeah, the show's still up, I believe, through the 22nd.
Through the 22nd.
It was fun to look at it.
So, anyway, it was good. We had a fun reception where they made the announcement, all the winners, and got to spend the evening with well, Don Day was there, of course. Mm-hmm. He was one of the big sponsors, and they awarded some $300 prizes in addition, and those folks did a great job, and the show's really worth going to see.
Mm-hmm.
It really
okay.
It's good.
It's good to know.
Yeah, I've got to go see it quickly before it goes away.
Yeah.
I have a staff announcement. We have officially moved into our new offices, and we are at 406 North Tennessee. So we're just right down there. We're right next to the cove.
I don't know where that is.
Annie Royer is just on the other side of that parking lot, basically.
Oh. Is that a new building?
It's a new for the city. We're leasing it,
okay.
And it used to be a hair salon, I think.
A hair salon and something else, but I don't remember what the other side was.
Yeah.
What's the pretty Burke building going that looks brand new? 301 Virginia, maybe?
I know it's going to be offices, and I think...
Is that like law offices or something?
Is that the two that are together?
It's all red brick, yeah.
Right, that's where the parking garage is going.
Yeah, so what are those buildings?
It's going to be offices.
Just like professional offices?
Yeah, professional offices.
So when did you finally get into your new digs?
Wednesday, last Wednesday.
Yeah,
last
Wednesday. So it just happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are all unpacked.
They had to move me because I wasn't there.
Oh.
I just came back to work yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? The staff was so wonderful. They took pictures of her desk before they packed it up.
And then they
unpacked it so that it would be perfect for her.
Oh, that's
I'm awesome. Like, you guys
was
are
everything
just
the same arranged?
For the most part, yes.
Did you lose anything in the transition?
Yeah, I'm still finding things, but I mean, it took me a while to find the minute papers today. But I found it.
Yeah, I had to ask her husband to bring her up and give her blessing when they moved all the furniture in. I said, okay, because if the boss isn't happy, it's an anyway. Judy came in and she was like, okay. Yes.
I need my little space.
Yeah, she's like, it's okay. I'm like, okay, movers can leave. Judy blessed it.
It's a nice space.
Good. Now you don't have to listen to the construction going
on
right. Next door because they were on one side and the construction was on the other side.
Uh-huh.
And it was loud.
Yeah, so we're all moved in, so please come visit us. Mm-hmm. And I will actually, to the next meeting, probably be bringing a request to the Arts Commission to purchase some more of the display racks, because we have big windows all across the front of our office, and the cove is right next door, and so the McKinney Studio Tour, Artist Studio Tour, like through the libraries and everything, we could put art in our office windows.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah. And I didn't get it on the agenda this time, but
well,
I'll try and remember it for next time.
Bring a request.
Yeah.
We'll be settled in better next time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sounds like a great idea. All right.
All right.
We have a motion to adjourn.
That's our move.
Second.
All right. Our motion to adjourn, moved by Commissioner Conover, seconded by Commissioner Hull. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I just have to say, I love how much stuff this commission gets done in it. Because to me, like, meetings should be an hour long. You know,
here we are.
Like board meetings should be, because it's like decisions, you know, decision makers.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So it's all in the preparation, and you
and
bring
you did
it to
great prep.
That's right.
It's all together. I would just look at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
Right.
Right.
I look at it beforehand.
And you're
your
person.
And then the day of
is
so
very efficient as far as going through the meeting, and y'all are always ready to give input. So good team effort.
Input is very welcome. And very much wanted. So
well, I'm just excited that we get this, you know, have this opportunity with so many different